91X News.
While many people might be worried about last-minute Christmas shopping or what to get that special person, the Christmas Sharing Program in Belleville has a different issue altogether.
Joan L. Sasser runs the registration and takes donations this year for the Christmas Sharing Program in Belleville. She says the program is still lacking funds for their Christmas baskets.
Donations have just been a little slow this year, and it could be the economy this year.
Whatever the reason, Christmas Sharing Program still needs $18,000 in order to meet the needs of the families in need this year.
We're getting close to, I think, about 1,300 families and individuals.
But Alsasser says she's not worried just yet about making their mark this year.
There's an article going in the paper today, and that usually people rally behind our program, and usually we make out all right.
James Bowler, 91X News, Belleville.
Assault charges have been laid against five corrections officers and one former corrections officer at Kingston Penitentiary. Provincial police allege the six accused men assaulted two inmates on October 4th. Adam Gallant, Lucas Hearns, Damon Hobbin, and Shane Damon Kidd, Christopher Kinsler Primo, and Corey McDonald are each charged with two counts of assault. Police in Barrie, Ontario say a 13-year-old driver is facing charges. Police in York Region alerted Barrie Police Thursday night to a stolen vehicle in Newmarket, Ontario that was being driven by a child. York investigators believe the 13-year-old driver was heading to the Barrie area. Barrie officers pulled the vehicle over early this morning and charged the youth driver with possession of a stolen vehicle. The young person has been turned over to the York Regional Police. The federal government says 15 new modular homes have been ordered for Attawapiskat, but they can't be delivered to the isolated First Nations community until winter roads are ready, possibly not until late January. And the federal government hasn't decided who will pay the $1.2 million cost. Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan says the important thing now is to ensure the community gets the relief it needs as it faces a housing crisis. Local volunteers are doing their part to cut down on drinking and driving over the Christmas season. Sean Macy has the details.
For people out late at the bar on the weekend, cabs aren't the only way home. Since 1997, Operation Red Nose has been picking people up from bars during the Christmas season and driving them home in their own vehicles. Rick Watt is the chair of the program. He loves the response from the customers.
Oh, it's great. They think you're the greatest person that ever lived because they're getting a ride home and they're getting their vehicle home.
Operation Red Nose is a free service, but donations are encouraged. Money goes to the YMCA Strong Kids campaign and the Sunshine Rotary for Camp Trillium. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 104. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Two Canadian communications rivals are teaming up for a change. Rogers and Bell are combining to buy a 75% share of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, worth $1.32 billion. MLSE owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, Raptors, Toronto FC, the AHL's Marlies, and the Air Canada Centre. The share was bought from the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. Rogers owns the Blue Jays, the Rogers Centre, and broadcaster Sportsnet. Bell also owns a minority of the Montreal Canadiens. The Belleville Bulls continue their three-game and three-night road trip across the border in Plymouth. The Bulls hope their stingy defense can repel the Whalers' prolific offense, and a big part of that offense is former Bull Andy Bathgate, who has 26 points in 30 games this season. The Bulls are looking to rebound from a 2-1 loss to Windsor last night. Puck drop is at 7. And it's a busy night in the OJHL with 22 teams in action. The Trenton Goldenhawks are looking to build on a three-game winning streak as they host the Kingston Voyageurs. The Hawks lead the league with 51 points. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Duncan Memorial Gardens. And the Wellington Dukes are also in action tonight. The Dukes host the Whitby Fury as they look to regain second place in the East Division. Game time is also 7:30 at the S-Rock Arena. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather tonight, or today, cloudy, a few flurries beginning early this afternoon and ending this afternoon, and then 30% chance of flurries late in the afternoon. Wind becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour early this afternoon. Temperature steady near plus 1. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early the evening, clearing later in the evening. Wind becoming southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, and becoming light early in the evening, and a low of minus 4. Saturday, mainly sunny, wind becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour in the morning, and a high of 0. It's 1 degree. I'm Sam Norman. 91X News and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.